track 13, and we come to our sports roundup. Starting off with some rugby union. Exeter Chiefs reignited their hopes of qualification from Pool A in this season's Premiership Rugby Club as they returned to winning ways with a 22-17 victory over Bristol Bears at Sandy Park. The Devonians lifted themselves off the foot of the pool at the expense of their rivals after picking up their second win of the competition. Meanwhile, Chiefs duo Emmanuel Feye-Wabuso and Henry Slade both scored tries as England wrapped up their quilter Autumn's Nations series with a hard-fought 27-23 win over Argentina at the Allianz Stadium. Ricky Pallow has announced the end of a remarkable 16-year tenure at Exeter Chiefs, saying the time is right to embrace a new challenge beyond the Premiership club. The Cornish coach departs Sandy Park with silverware memories and the full backing of players and colleagues who have witnessed his impact up close. And in Tynmouth, they headed to Crediton in hopeful spirits on Saturday, November the 22nd, having lost only their previous encounter by 1 point scored in the closing seconds of the game. However, Crediton came out on top with their first 15-27, Tynmouth first 15-10. And on to football, with Tolage haunting his former club with vital winner for Pilgrims. Laurent Tolage returned to haunt his former club as Plymouth Argyle ground out a priceless 1-0 victory over Port Vale in a tense bottom-of-the-table Sky Bet League One clash at Vale Park. A bit more local, with the wet weather once again taking its toll on South Devon's grassroots football fixtures on a weekend where just 10 games survived, and 9 of them having an impact on the teams in the bottom half of the divisions. In the Premier Division, 4 of the bottom 5 teams played, and 2 of them picked up valuable survival points. Totnes and Dartington gave up the lead at home to East Allington United in a 2-1 loss. There were no league games played in Division 1, so it's as you were, with Brixham Town 5 points clear at the top. Division 2 had 3 games that went ahead, and down at the bottom, Upton Athletic were made to suffer again, an 8-1 loss at the hands of East Allington United seconds. Ivybridge Town was certainly made to work for the points in a 10-goal thriller at Coach Road, with the 6-4 victory for the Bridgers, moving them into second place. Division 3 could only offer one league game, and Newton Abbott 66 seconds dropped a couple of points in their quest to hang on to their coattails of Galmpton and Kerswell at the top. They had to settle for a 2-2 draw against a good Kingstainton Athletic second team. In Division 4, Chudley Athletic seconds moved 9 points clear of second place Team Village with a thumping 10-1 victory at Broadhempstone United. And now some hockey, with Ashmore second 11 hitting top form to thrash the Lions. Ashmore men's second team produced their best performance of the season to see off second-placed Plymouth Lions in soaking conditions at the Marjong campus on Saturday. And that ended up with Plymouth Lions second 11-2, Ashmore men's second 11-7. And in the women's Petrock Division 1, despite the weather, Ashmore brightened up the day with a fabulous all-round team performance to take all 3 points in the Totnes Derby against Dart. And that ended up with Dart second 11-0, Ashmore first 11-3. And that concludes our roundup for this week.